This is Trumpet Vibes, a low-key podcast where we explore and discuss all things related to the trumpet and how we, as trumpet players, navigate an ever-changing world within the music industry, all while keeping it chill, of course. I'm your host, Ellis Williams, entertainer, songwriter, businessman, with over 20 years on a horn and on the stage. Okay, it's been a while, so let's go ahead and catch up on all these holidays I've missed. Happy Halloween, Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and most importantly, Happy New Year's. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made it to 2022. Welcome back. This is episode 1 of season 2, or episode 11, or whatever you want to call it. Man, I've missed you all. It's been a while, and we've got a lot to catch up on. This episode is going to be a personal one for me, as I'll be detailing my own quote-unquote coming back to the horn story. If there was ever an opportunity for me to literally practice what I preach, this was it. So sit tight and let's get right into it. First off, I'd like to apologize to you guys. This episode should have aired last month. But, you know, life happens, and a lot of life has happened for me over the last 4 months. So a quick rundown of what happened. I had a shoulder injury from 6 years ago that just progressively gotten worse to a point where I couldn't even hold my horn up for a full 3-hour gig. And, you know, if you know anything about performing trumpet at a gig, that's a problem. So my wife got tired of me complaining all the time, maybe reach out to her doctor. Had surgery in October of last year, and they did a great job. They shaved down the bone that was irritating my rotator cuff, and they repaired my labrum, but it was one catch. They said, Ellis, don't play your horn for a month, at least. What? So yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't play for a month, and began my recovery. And it wasn't easy. Probably one of the hardest things I had to do, because, you know, to be straight with you guys, I am not that consistent with my practice. I don't think anyone is, for the most part. But, you know, you do what you can. But when someone tells you that, hey, you cannot do what you love to do, it becomes real. So I definitely say, you know, this was an opportunity for me to appreciate what I love to do and really get down to the bare bones of what it is to play trumpet and how I play trumpet and how I want to be heard as a trumpet player. So where do we start on this recovery journey? Well, anyone will tell you the first thing that you are judged on as a trumpet player or any wind instrument is your sound. So that's where I started. Yeah, I couldn't pick up my horn with my right hand yet, but I still had my other. So, sat home about 5 minutes a day. Long tones. All right. Boring. I'll watch something on YouTube while I do that. That's cool. All right. Now, what might have been the best thing to have happened to me was getting back into the gym, making myself better from the inside and out. Improving my shoulder strength meant I had to improve my core. Improving my core meant that I was going to improve my breathing. So connecting the dots, I've realized that improving my body would ultimately improve my playing. And 4 months later, if I'm doing my math right, I feel like I have. Oh, but Billy, little Billy, there's one thing I missed, and I did not take into account for the toll on my mental health. Yeah, we're going there, guys. Mental health is something that nobody really talks about. Definitely don't talk about it when it comes to playing the trumpet, because I believe playing the trumpet is 80% mental, 20% all that other stuff. At this age, I've realized that the longer I stay away from my music, the more chances I will become crazy. No, seriously. You do what you love every day for the past 20 plus years. When you spend a week, two, three, a month, you realize that things just don't seem to make sense anymore. And that's where I was. For a couple weeks, I just sat around, you know, try to play because I knew I should. But other than that, that was it. Hey guys, if you want to show support for the show, please visit my Patreon page where you can become an official patron starting at just $1 a month. There's all sorts of extras you'll get as you climb the tiers, so don't wait any longer. Visit my page at patreon.com/ewillsmusic. That's E-W-I-L-L-Z music. So the turning point came about mid-November. Just sitting down, listening to some music, and a particular song comes on. One of my favorite, actually, by the great and beautiful, wonderful Erykah Badu. The song is entitled Out My Mind, Just in Time. I love this song. When it came out, I believe 2009, 2010, it really blew my mind. But it was one of those songs where the more you listen to it, you get more out of it and more of an understanding. When you listen to the lyrics, you understand, you know, she starts in love with her man or whoever, but she loves him so much that she would do anything, die for them. And then her love leaves her, right? And then as she's sitting there lost, she realizes that she's losing her mind. Kind of like how I lost my mind from losing my music. But something happens. She discovered that she had a different look on life. She saw things that she didn't see before when she was in love. She has a new enlightenment going on, and it gives her a whole different perception of what she's doing in life and where she's going on this new path, and she embraces it. And that's where I am with my music, with trumpet playing. There were three things that popped in my mind as I was practicing just an old transcription of Clifford Brown. I realized I want to improve my tone, improve my accuracy, and more importantly, improve my stamina. I've always had stamina. Sometimes you could say I had chops of iron. But you don't have to beat yourself down to play a 3-hour gig. There's a different way. And it's called breathing. Duh. But really, we take breathing for granted when it comes to playing the trumpet. We think, oh, we just need to put pressure and squeeze our butt cheeks like Dizzy said. But it's really not all that. You know, compression. Where you're pointing your airstream in the horn. There's truly a science behind it. And we're going to get into that this season. I promise you, I got some great things coming your way. And some amazing folks that will be joining us. Out My Mind, Just in Time. I mean, the song says it all. It's really taken me to have to completely lose myself to find where I'm going. And I appreciate life. Gotta give a big thanks to life for making me just a little bit smarter and more relevant. You dig? And I really hope you guys got something out of this. I hope your third eye was open just a little bit. I'll be back next month with another episode and a new guest. So make sure you guys are watching, subscribe, do all that stuff. Follow me on your favorite social media platforms at Ewills Music. That's E-W-I-L-L-Z Music. Also, and this is a new one, I have a Discord up. So you can interact with my everyday shenanigans and link up with other listeners from the show and more. Did I mention I'm on Twitch now? Oh my gosh, I told you. Life happens. So just check out the show notes and you'll find some all the links and whatnot so that you can join and be a part of that. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to subscribe and live the music. Chuck 'em.